Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So, many of you have noticed that I kind of come to the rescue of millennials and Generation Zers because I know so many and I like them a lot. And so when people start to bag on them, I kind of come to their aid because I like them. But there's another reason for this. Because I think we're kind of to blame for sometimes some of the differences that might not be as advantageous in those generations. I think there's a lot of advantageous qualities to their generations. I think millennials are some of the smartest people out there now, especially in this day and age. You know, why buy a car? Why buy a home? Okay? You know, your job will change. Jobs change. Recessions come. Politicians screw things up. The millennials kind of have a different attitude than us on that, which is fine. And so I'm learning from the millennials more and more. I'm a big millennial fan. And I'm a Generation Z fan because I got two babies who are Generation Zers. They're 19 and 17. But the reason why I keep a little quiet when people are like, oh, the kids of today, they're entitled and all that. If the kids of today are entitled, that's our fault. I mean, I'm a parent of two of them. Now, my husband gets a lot of credit for raising my boys. He did the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, taught him how to fish, teaching him how to hunt, taught him how to scuba dive. So, because I got boys, okay, my husband wanted to take on the role of teaching guy stuff. Funny thing is, I don't know girl stuff, okay? That doesn't exist anywhere. Like, okay, I'm not going to teach my kids how to cook. Okay, I can't cook. Okay? I can teach my kids how to change out their car radio, how to change the oil in their truck. Okay, that's what I know how to do. Okay, how to play football. We really don't have defined roles that are archaic in that respect. But my husband spent a lot of time with the boys trying to teach them survival skills, how to start a fire, things like that. And again, a lot of credit to the scouts for a lot of those activities. But I made a lot of mistakes in parenting with my boys. And I think the mistakes I made was because I based it on my growing up. I did the exact opposite with a lot. I didn't like getting whooped with the belt and all that, so my kids, not going to hit them. We'll do timeout. Timeout was useless. In terms of grades, in terms of school, when I was growing up in the 80s, it was, you got to be a pilot, you got to be a doctor, you got to be a cop, you got to be a lawyer, you got to pick a career and do that the rest of your life. The kids these days, that's not their future. We've talked about this. So, me as a parent, and I think a lot of parents, are one, raising them old school. Just like our parents. My parents were parents of depression and Holocaust survivors. So, when I grew up, it was eat everything off your plate. Cut your hair short and look like a boy so no one rapes you. Don't tell anybody you're Jewish. Be proud of being Jewish, but keep it on the down low in case somebody wants to, you know, pull you aside and shoot you. So, I mean, it was my, you know. Now, I didn't teach that to my kids, you know, but everybody kind of uses their past and parents' past and all that, and the world is changing. So we have kids today, and a lot of the boomers, like, you know, what the hell's going on with them? Well, mind you, they grew up during a recession, they grew up post 9/11, it's different. So what mistakes are we making? Well, the one mistake that I think I made is I love my kids. I think my kids turned out really, really good. No drugs. Okay? I'm really proud of them. Stayed in school. Did, for the most part, what I told them to. But in terms of respect, in terms of, you know, fearing me just a little, like, oh, mama's going to get bad. I didn't do that with them. I wanted to be cool mom. Because in the 80s, we were cool. And I'm like, if I'm going to be a mom, I am not going to be like my mom. I love my mom, but I thought my mom was a maximum zoom dweeb, right? No insult intended, but I was like, no, I did not want to be, I thought she was square. I didn't want to be anything like my mom. So with the kids, I let them cuss. I don't let them call me by my first name, but I joke around with them. And they send me GIFs and they send me memes that are inappropriate, but they're funny and they laugh and I kind of have more of a friend role. Well, here I am having a friend role, then all of a sudden I need to kind of drop the axe or I need to, you know, put my foot down. And they're like, ah, ha, 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 please. And I try to come up with a mommy face. Like, they just laugh. I can't do mommy face with them. And so they started to talk to me like my friends do and things like that. And when I need to kind of, you know, be in that mommy role going, you guys are doing wrong. Let me steer you. Let me guide you. I lost it. Whereas when my dad and mom told me to do something, it was like, yes, sir. And how fast can I do it? I'm not saying I like that. I didn't like that dictatorial way parents were. But I think with the pendulum swinging, going the opposite way, that probably wasn't smart. We as parents have set up for the younger generation you hurt yourself, you know, oh, baby, don't cry, don't cry. Let them cry. If you get it, cry it out. Cry. I grew up in a family, don't cry. Girls don't cry. Not in our family. Don't cry. Look like a baby. You look weak. You know what? With my kids, I told them they could cry, but I'm like, okay, stop crying. You know, because you don't want to hear it. And you're like, it's not that bad. Well, cry it out and, you know, learn from it and move on. You know, they get a boo-boo. We're like, oh, poor boo-boo, we're doing this. Teach them how to fix their own boo-boo. They fell down. So what? You fell down. Call them a dummy. Instead of, you don't want to call your kid a dummy. But when my kid fell down, I was like, I was blaming the street, I was blaming the sidewalk, I was blaming the other kids. The kid fell down because he fell down, he's a klutz. So we've raised our kids, what do they call it, helicopter moms, things like that. A lot of us have done that. And so when you look at the kids today and you go, well, they're entitled, that's our fault. How many of your kids have a credit card? How many of your kids have a cell phone? How many of your kids have a car, for crying out loud? I had to work at my own car. So, blame us. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's the latest drama, all right, going on in politics? Bernie Sanders allegedly told Elizabeth Warren that he didn't think a woman could win the presidency. I don't know if there's any proof that this happened, but that's making headlines. And they seem to be so chummy and buddy-buddy during the Democratic debates. And as with any campaign or election, people turn on each other. So Senator Elizabeth Warren released a statement last night alleging that fellow 2020 contender Senator Bernie Sanders told her that he didn't think a woman could win the presidency during a meeting in 2018. CNN reported the alleged comment. Sanders denied it. She said, Bernie and I met for more than 2 hours in December 2018 to discuss the 2020 election. Our past work together and our shared goals, beating Donald Trump, taking back our government from the wealthy and well-connected, and building an economy that works for everyone. She said among the topics that came up was what would happen if Democrats nominated a female candidate. I thought a woman could win. He disagreed. I have no interest in discussing this private meeting any further because Bernie and I have far more in common than our differences on punditry. She says we have been friends and allies in this fight for a long time, and I have no doubt we will continue to work together to defeat Donald Trump and put our government on the side of the people. And I guess Sanders and Warren did have this agreement that they wouldn't attack each other during the primary campaign. But I guess the presidential debate's coming up, and the Iowa caucuses are coming up. So this now surfaces, and Bernie Sanders, from what I understand, is pretty upset. He says it is ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman could have won. It's sad that 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus and a year after that private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened. So Sanders' campaign manager, Faiz Shakir, said, we need to hear from Warren directly, but I know what she would say, that it is not true and it is a lie. So, and I don't, she might have actually come out saying it was a lie, I'm not sure. But I'm not exactly sure where we are with that. But here's the thing, okay? I'm a woman, so I get to say things that, unfortunately, in this day and age, men can't, which, again, I think is unfair. If we have freedom of speech, everybody should be able to kind of say what they think, and something as simple as a strategic comment when it comes to a political campaign, could a woman win? I mean, people talk about this all the time. Could a woman beat Trump? People talk about that all the time. Some people say no. If a woman goes up against Trump, she's probably not going to win. Apparently, you can't say that anymore. That's a no-no. So Bernie Sanders did say that in this 2020 election, a woman might not be able to win. Let's say he did really say that. There's a lot of political pundits out there going, he's right. After what happened with Hillary, this might not be the most strategic election for a woman to run. See, I love strategy. I love discussions. I love, in show business, or marketing even, or PR, you have pitch meetings, so to speak. And so a bunch of you are in a room, and the rule is nobody could say your idea is stupid. Because, again, you want people to throw things out there because it starts to spurn the creativity. Some of the best ideas were made when somebody heard somebody else say something and go, whoa, 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 that's good. That's a good idea. Me and students at Toro University of Nevada just got published in a study that it's a fantastic journal, Clinical Peds, which is kind of huge in the research industry, because I heard of another study being done. We talked about it on air, and I'm like, well, why don't we do a study on this? And then for some reason, it really, really worked. And it just came together, and it got published. I mean, no questions asked. It was a good study. Wow. But it came from an idea that I heard somewhere else. I heard for that idea of a study. It was a different study completely, and it gave me that creative push to go, you know what, let's do this. So in these pitch meetings, you throw it out there. And I'm sure in political meetings, same thing. All right, guys, so who should run? Should this person run? Should this person run? I don't know if this demographic would win. I don't know if this could win. I don't know. And these are discussions that are very honest, and it's strategy. I mean, you know, I am sure a discussion occurred on the GOP side about who would be the next nominee for the Supreme Court. And my guess is the conversation had to do with it needs to be a woman. Now, why isn't that discriminatory? So if you say the next Supreme Court nomination has to be a woman, that's okay. If you say the next presidential primary candidate or the nominee probably can't be a woman, she won't win, that's discriminatory. See, this is where I have a problem. Because people need to talk. They need to strategize. And, I mean, I'm not saying Bernie Sanders did it or not, but they're trying to vilify him, make him look anti-woman. But that's not being anti-woman. Okay? We have a situation here where the Hillary Clinton campaign made a lot of people sick. It might have inspired and empowered women. Maybe it did have some positive effects. But for a lot of people, they don't want to go through that election again. Now, I personally thought that if it was a woman who was up against Trump, they might be successful. I don't think Elizabeth Warren was the woman to do it. You know? I'm not going to start listing women who could run, but, you know, I still thought it was a possibility. But based on Trump having, you know, success with the economy, a lot of people will cite success with foreign policy, success with the wall. It might actually help women to not run in this election. If there's a good chance Trump will win, why have another election where a woman is set up to lose? Bernie Sanders, if he said that, might be right. And it could actually be twisted, right, to look like it was actually pro-woman. Why force a woman to go up against Trump in this next election, lose? You know, I don't think people are going to rally around Elizabeth Warren. She might not have that appeal like, you know, somebody else could. Elizabeth Warren could lose. That's not being anti-woman. And I'm a woman. Okay, I'll tell you guys if I think something's anti-woman. You know it. But there's strategy there at play. And this is a big election for the Democrats. So, if you have a very, very sort of dominant sort of contender, such as Donald Trump, sometimes a female who might have to go up against him could, I think a woman could, I don't think there's, I think Hillary Clinton even held her own with the debates, but it might put females in a bad light if they're trying to say Donald Trump was bad for the economy. It could make women look stupid. I don't want a woman up there fighting Donald Trump saying, oh, you killed the economy. I'm going to be like, what? Please don't say that. Please don't represent women. You know, but if a woman goes up there saying, you know, you did this, this was good, but I'd like to do this, that could work. But that's not the candidate they need. They need a candidate who will say that everything Trump did was wrong. So I'm not sure where we're going with this political correctness, but it's almost like the more you do and the more you try to be progressive, the worse you look. And I don't know where it's going to go, but the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth, and I think everybody's doing wrong. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Today. Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will likely vote on Wednesday to appoint Democratic lawmakers to serve as impeachment managers in a Senate trial weighing charges against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the schedule in a closed-door meeting in the Capitol Hill basement. Senate Republican leaders believe the trial could begin as early as next week. As far as what will happen during that trial, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, believes,
I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal.
Regarding witnesses being called, Cruz tells Fox News,
my view is if we call witnesses, it needs to be fair, it needs to be even-handed, it needs to respect due process.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House Republicans are supporting the Iranians who are protesting their government. McCarthy hopes all Americans can come together to support freedom around the world. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
So all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. William wants me to talk about global warming and health risks. It's kind of tricky, again, because we still are wading through the science of this global warming. But the one thing that I like to call it is climate change, because climates do change. Climates always are changing. And so hopefully when you say climate change, you seem to kind of fall under the political platform of, I'm not going to be right, I'm not going to be left on this one. I'm just going to make sure we protect the environment a little bit more, and we realize that, you know, some parts of the world are getting a little colder, some parts maybe get a little warmer, seasons may be shifting. The only evidence I have is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and winter seems to start later. I mean, it used to be cold during Halloween. And it actually got a little bit cold this Halloween, but then it didn't get cold until Thanksgiving. Now it doesn't seem to get cold until December. Yet, we seem to stay cooler until May, whereas it used to get warm in March. So I do see a shift. Well, and I do see some of our lakes drying up. We do live in the desert. And that might just be because we live in the desert and the Grand Canyon was carved out by waters centuries ago, millennia ago. So, obviously temperatures and things are going to change. But we are being told that a temperature increase of 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, as predicted under the Paris Climate Agreement, without a mitigation plan, according to CNN, would cause an additional 1,600 injury deaths every year in the United States. Now, this was a study published Monday in the journal Nature Medicine. They said the majority of people dying from a 2.7 degree Fahrenheit hike would be men. 84% of the people affected or dying would be men. So using data from the National Center for Health Statistics, researchers study death rates in the contiguous U.S. over a 38-year period from 1980 to 2017 to determine there was a connection, if there was a connection, between abnormal temperatures and mortality. Abnormal temperatures were defined as deviations of monthly temperature from the local average in a given location. And that's pretty easy to access. You know how your weather meteorologist will say, all right, it's 72 degrees 5 years ago. It was 75 degrees, so we are 3 degrees lower than where we were 5 years, you know, so that data is there. And so the researchers wanted to know whether unusual temperatures, such as extreme heat, impacted unintentional deaths from either transportation accidents, falls, drownings, intentional deaths from assault and suicide. They said our aim was to evaluate how deaths from various injuries in the U.S. might be affected by anomalously warm temperatures that occur today and are expected to become increasingly common as a result of global climate change. So they looked at from 1980 to 2017, and they said more than 4.1 million boys and men, over 1.8 million girls and women, died from an injury in the U.S., accounting for 9.3% and 4.2% of all male and female deaths, respectively. They said more than 95% of the male injury deaths and 94% of the female injury deaths occurred in those 15 years or older. And over half of male injury deaths occurred between 15 and 44. What did they die of? Transport. Falls. I know. We'll talk about it. Drownings. Assault and suicide. That accounted for 78.6% of injury deaths in males and 71.8% in females. So people are going, well, wait a second. Okay, we're driving faster. Speed limits are up. We have more fancy pools. We don't have the big, ugly, archaic gates. We have these edgeless pools and things like that. And we have parents working and on Facebook and things like that, not watching their kids. You would think there'd be other reasons for these. Now, why climate causing all this? They said researchers found temperature abnormalities were largest in December and January, smallest in August and September. The irregularities were also larger in northern and central states than in southern and coastal regions. Based on the analysis of death rates, researchers estimated 1,600 more injury-related deaths a year when the month's temperature was 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit warmer. They predicted there would be 2,100 more injury deaths if temperatures spiked to 3.6 degrees, higher than a monthly long-term average. Transportation deaths increased the most when it was hotter, followed by suicides. In warmer weather, they think what happens is driving performance deteriorates. because you don't have snow, you know, black ice, things like that. They think alcohol consumption increases. More traffic, coupled with more people outside. And that increases the risk of fatal collisions, and that's why more people died. They also predict an increase in drowning death, because the higher temperature, more people are going to go swimming. So, if temperature warms, they say there's more injuries for assault, suicide, transport, and drowning. Now, can I scratch my head on this one? I thought Christmas season, cold, flu season, wintry season, had an increased risk of deaths. Where's the flu in all this? Where's pneumonia? Where are heart attacks from shoveling snow? Where's falling off the roof trying to fix a leak because of rain and snow? Where are hip fractures from falling on the ice? Here's my problem, people. This is a nice study. It got published. It seems logical. When it's hotter outside, more people are outside. But where's the flip? I mean, are you trying to tell me that more people are going to get into a car accident when it's hotter than when there's snow and rain? Now, people might say, but Dahlia, there's less snow and rain. Is there? There's been major storms, major hurricanes. Oh, well, that's because of climate change. I'm having trouble being convinced here, people. And I know people don't think I'm a scientist, but when you major in biology, minor in chemistry, go to medical school, study, do research, you're a scientist, okay? I'm in science too, people. You don't have to be a scientist to kind of scratch your head on this one. Suicides have gone up because of unemployment, because of easier ways to kill oneself with prescription medications, overdoses due to narcotics. Are they saying suicides are up and climate change is the cause of the opioid crisis? See, if it's warmer outside, you might want to go outside. The sun makes you feel better, etc. If it's cold, you're going to be staying indoors. You might be getting bored. I really have a tough time thinking that this could be an issue. Now, I'll tell you what would convince me. If you tell me, which to me would be very easy to prove, that if the summer months are shifting, or we're seeing more moisture in certain areas, and we have more mosquito sort of infestations, and these mosquito are bringing disease, I get you. I get that. That, to me, is going to convince me that climate change can bring on more issues. If winter shifts and flu strains shift, all right, flu kills, you know, that's some hard data there. But when people are outside more and playing because it's hotter, I don't know if I'm buying that one. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a report that marijuana will impair driving skills long after the high is gone. This is a new study that has started to dispel the myths that if you only recently smoke, it can affect your driving. And if you have marijuana in your system that's old, you should be in the clear. So apparently a new study has found that some of the dangerous driving behaviors of regular heavy users of recreational weed who began using it before the age of 16, but that users drove badly even when they were no longer high. The study was published Tuesday in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence, asked chronic heavy marijuana users to drive in a customized driving simulator. Heavy use was defined by daily or nearly daily use, a minimum of 4 or 5 times a week, with a lifetime exposure of 1,500 times, according to Stacey Gruber, director of the Marijuana Investigations for Neuroscientific Discovery. And at the time of driving experience, the marijuana group had not used for at least 12 hours. That was based on urine tests and were not intoxicated on THC, the main psychoactive compound in recreational marijuana. Despite having no THC in their system, heavy users consistently performed worse on driving tasks than non-users, even making critical dangerous mistakes. The worst drivers? Those who began using it before age 16. Which proves, according to them, quote, prior to age 16, the brain is especially neurodevelopmentally vulnerable, not just to cannabis, but to drugs, alcohol, illness, injury. Dr. Gruber, lead author, said the brain is really under construction. Or if you're in the cannabis world, half-baked. And when we looked at the cannabis users and separated those into early before age 16 versus later onset, according to him, quote, almost exclusively these differences between the two groups were attributed to the early onset group. So it's really early exposure to cannabis that appears to confer greater difficulty with complex cognitive tasks like driving. Co-author Mary Catherine Dahlgren, a postdoctoral fellow, said that really wasn't a surprise. Research has consistently shown that early substance use, including the use of cannabis, is associated with poor cognitive performance, specifically task controlled by the most frontal part of the brain, which is kind of the part behind the eyebrows. That's also the part of the brain that handles impulses, which also can affect our behavior. They said we've documented the role of impulsivity in cannabis users previously, and it does appear that earlier onset may confer a decreased ability to inhibit inappropriate responses. So what comes first? They said, is it the impulsivity differences that drive early cannabis use, or is it the cannabis use that makes you impulsive? You know, it was interesting. We talked about this with bipolar disease and speed, diet pills, amphetamine use. I noticed that people with amphetamines or long-term diet pills seem to be more prone to bipolar, having the lows and the highs. And having the, you know, very easily set off sort of behavior. But the argument also is there that maybe they were always like this and they used the speed to help them stabilize their moods. Same thing with marijuana. Are people going to marijuana already having an impulsive issue? It's hard to tell. What you have to do, if you want to study that, is you have to take a bunch of kids, those who have never used and don't want to, and those who are like, you know what, I want to use. I am about to become a heavy weed user. And then you watch them. And you test them and you do a longitudinal study. That is a not very popular in science because that means you're going to take a kid and allow them to start hurting themselves, possibly, with marijuana use, which is illegal, by the way. Kid isn't supposed to use marijuana. But that's kind of the type of study you need to do to see and have them all have psychological evaluations to find out who's impulsive, who's not. And hopefully filter that out in terms of controls and all that and then see what happens when people smoke and what they don't. Right now, surveys indicate that approximately 124 million Americans age 12 or older have tried marijuana at least once. 28 million have reported using it within the last month. 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized weed for recreational use, many more for medicinal use. And Daily cigarette use, or regular smoking, among 12th graders was 2.4%. Marijuana use was 6.4%. Dr. Gruber said, remember the whole campaign with Nancy Reagan, Just Say No, and how it did not work? So we say to teens, just not yet. Give your brain more time and opportunity to develop before you use. Well, okay, kids already think they're adults. When I tell my kids, you know what, you're only 16, or you're only 17, they're like, well, I'm a Tanner 5. I know you're a Tanner 5. We clean the hair in the bathroom. We know you've developed. We know you could impregnate somebody. We know in animal kingdom you're a man, but you're underage and you're still developing. And I got to tell you, you are still developing as an adolescent. Remember we talked about how I learned in medical school where the amount of calcium that gets into your bones continues by the age of 21. So if you don't take in enough calcium and then you try to take it in when you're 40, it's kind of too late. Your bones are going to be as strong as they could possibly be by 21, which is why you got to make sure you get your calcium stores in. Calcium by food, not by pill. So, you know, boys are growing. Women, a lot of women, they're kind of done by the time they're 13, 14, because again, they, you know, are built to have babies and things like that. And so, you know, if you are going to get pregnant at the age of 13 or 14, it's not very conducive to start growing taller and things like that. With boys, a lot of times they don't really start to grow tall until they're 15, 16. And then they shoot up, and a lot of them can still continue to grow. So, it's interesting. My boys are now as tall as daddy. And it's crazy when I see them walk, because it used to be, oh, you know, hold him home on his hand, all that. Now the boys, it's funny, because they walk three steps ahead of me. Mike, wait a second here. What's going on? And I do. I walk behind the boys now. Like, are you kidding me? I'm mama. You walk behind me. Doesn't happen. I walk fast, so now I just pass. Like, see ya. So, here's the thing with marijuana. Okay, we still don't have enough data. We are falling all over ourselves with the speed at which we're legislating it, the difficulty at which law enforcement has to identify if you're high or not. The rate of car accidents are still monstrous, you know, because we just have people driving stupid. We have people texting in the car. They're listening to, oh, yeah, that's another reason. We talked about injuries by accident driving. Well, if people are texting, somebody could say that there's more texting and Facebooking done during the summer than during the winter, because if you're sick with a cold, you're not going to be on social media that much. So you see, I don't understand that other study. But we have an increase in accidents because people are doing stupid. You know, a lot of people are getting their music on YouTube. Rather than making a playlist, they're like, well, I want to hear a song, so I'll just find it on YouTube and play it over the radio. So people are going to their phone and finding the YouTube song and doing that while they're driving. Because when the song ends, they want a new song. What the heck, people? So, you know, you on top of this add marijuana, then we're really in trouble. I also don't know how things are being handled logistically. You know, certain accidents and no-fault states, it's a little simpler. But if somebody gets into a car accident, and are they going to submit for a drug test? Can you force them to submit for a drug test? And what if they do have marijuana in the system, but the marijuana was from 2 weeks ago? So it's a mess. It really is. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.